Hi, my name's Sean Taylor. That's my friend Chris Ford, a.k.a. The Objective Geek. It's weird to turn this on and see myself in the light. Chris, I turned the lights on for this special occasion. Not this episode, the next one. But I turned the lights on. That's how excited I am. But we're not here to talk about next time. Chris is Avatar Last Podcasters. We live in the now. And so we wanted to break up our regular cadence to talk about this movie leak. But Chris, before we get to that, how are you? How have you been? What have you been up to?
I've been good. I've been trying to dive back in into our Zetto Esquitsne, because I had probably had a huge writer's block and just haven't really touched it for like a month. And I've been playing with swords, which has been somewhat inspiring and connected to that. So,
man, I haven't touched that. Also, probably a month. What did I do a month ago that I was just like, nah, I don't know. Well, summer. Once summer starts, yard work, softball. We go on walks like every night that it's nice, which is not my... That's a little airbendery for me, but whatever, it's fine.
Because you don't like the feeling of air touching your skin.
And we live in Kansas,
weird.
Which means that there's always...
I thought of not enjoying... A breeze on your face to me is ludicrous. Who doesn't enjoy a breeze on your face?
Our bedroom does not have the bedrooms in this house. They don't have ceiling fans. And one time Heather's like, hey, we should install ceiling fans. And I said, no, because you'll want to use it.
There's a ceiling fan in each room in my house. There is a fan in each, another fan, an oscillating fan in like each. At least in my room, down here, there's a fan right there, and there's a fan in the living room.
I enjoy
airflow.
I enjoy a gentle cross breeze at best. Never generated from a fan, except for the AC.
There are some things that I remember throughout my life, like, oh yeah, I'm such an airbender. Like, I remember in college in the dorms, one day I decided I'm going to go to the store and buy a kite. And I just flew a kite outside the dorms, just randomly, spontaneously. And people walked by just like, what are you doing? I'm like, flying a kite. And this black girl walked by, she's like, I don't think I've ever seen a black person fly a kite before. I'm like, breaking boundaries. And
cool.
But just the feeling of, like, I love flying a kite. And then I remember in third grade, all of us flew kites. And my kite flew the highest. And like, it flew so high that... that they all the other kids went to the next class and I had to stay after to round up my string. I'm an airbender.
I think that's adorable. I can point out consistent earth bending tendencies on my side as well. What is that sitting over there? When I play with Lego, like, there's no decorum in my Lego as a child. There was only functions. Like, no, straight walls, right angles, most efficient use of the limited pieces that I had. And, I see that at an early age. It's just less artistic sounding than going outside and flying a kite, that's for sure. Less in touch than going outside and flying a kite.
Yeah.
But anyway, Chris, let's talk about this movie leak that happened probably 3 days ago now, 4 days? 3 or 4 days?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, something like 4 days ago.
People don't come to us for timely news, you know?
I mean, at first I was like, we should do an emergency podcast on this. And I thought, we'll get to it.
I mean, I maybe could have last night, but even like whatever I think it happened Monday, it's like, I was booked Monday night and I was booked Tuesday night. So at best, it would have been yesterday.
Yeah. So we'll start with a little timeline. Maybe it was Saturday or Sunday. This person on Twitter was like, oh, Nicola, someone dumb Nicola emailed me the movie and they shared clips of it. And honestly, that story sounds made up, fabricated to me, and it probably turned out to be was kind of fabricated. I had a theory, not a strong theory, that it was just some guerrilla marketing, secret guerrilla marketing, which does happen. It's hard to prove, but does happen with companies. They might leak out some stuff. The clips were to me the clips looked like the clips you see in a talk show. Like it, clips. It didn't come in the middle of a scene. It was like, here's the start of the scene, here's the end of the scene. And like that's how clips are when they're like when you see clips of anything. And so it looked very I don't know. I just thought
Promotional.
yeah. And I thought maybe that person didn't have the movie leaked. Maybe they had these clips leaked or something. And I like the clips. The clips were, we don't have to discuss the clips. That'll take even longer conversation.
I haven't even watched him yet because I was just trying to kind of preserve everything until we decide what to do.
Yeah. The first, and I consider the first two clips pretty non-spoilery. But first clip is just them meeting the probably who's the main antagonist of the film, Taga. I really like a lot of the Avatar team Avatar banter back and forth. Then the second clip is, if I had to guess, probably a third into the movie because they're introduced to this new character and they're in the spirit world and there's wacky kind of shenanigans and animation and I found it on comedic. But yeah, so those clips were leaked out. Then, like a day later or 2 days later, wake up, whole movie's freaking leaked. Like, it is just out there. It's just freaking everywhere. It's me. I thought two leaked clips, you know what? That's probably actually good. Build some excitement for the film. Even if, that leak is morally questionable. But the whole film being leaked, it's pretty devastating, I think. In terms of the Avatar IP and
It's really
franchise, probably the most
crappy.
devastating thing. Yeah, on multiple levels. For the IP, I think this is the most detrimental thing to happen since M. Night, since the 2010 movie, because that really set the franchise back.
Bit.
I actually, I don't that I was that's probably more detrimental, I would say.
Well, but
Probably a lot
you
more
said
detrimental.
since then, so your statement holds.
Yes. But I think the thing most is that just, man, like these people like have worked on this movie since Avatar Studios launched. And so it's been like 3 or 4 years. And to watch it just being leaked online. And like I shared my thoughts, a lot of thoughts on it online and of like some it's hard to call everyone. It's hard to call. Sometimes it's hard to tell the difference between like real Avatar fan people who just like Avatar. People just like
But
Avatar is like, yeah, I'll watch
Avatar is a fandom where we try not to do that in general anyway, right? Like,
But some people I think were, I don't know, more malicious, just didn't care. They're like, I don't care. Like, screw Paramount, which I get, screw Paramount.
okay, yeah.
But
Unless they're watching this
you're not
video,
really
which please don't
screwing.
take us down. We're
Yeah.
just
Unless you want to give me a job, but you're not really screwing up Paramount watching it and sharing it. Really, you're screwing Avatar Studios, the creators and the artists and stuff behind it. And the thing is, also, I'm not sending anymore. Well, I haven't watched it. I'll say that we haven't watched the film yet. I'm not sure. I said I'm not sending any more high ground because. I right now can't even bring myself to watch it because like I feel so bad for the talent behind it, the voice actors, the artists, the writers, the Lauren Montgomery. This is her first directed film. Like even if I had a fully HD quality version to watch, I wouldn't feel good watching the movie, and I want to enjoy the movie the first time I watch it. Like I want to feel really good about it. Like that is going to taint my experience of the film. And so I haven't watched it yet. And the reason why I say like I'm on no more high grounds because I've watched plenty of pirated things in my time.
Including the
I do tend
first Avatar, the Airbender series.
to
Full circle.
I when it fr I watched it live on cable at cable in high school, in 10th grade. That's when at least season one came out. Yeah, season two came out in 12th grade, because I remember watching an episode when I was in 12th grade. And then the series wrapped when I was probably a sophomore in college.
I don't think I watched an episode of the show not pirated until I met you. Probably not a single.
But I did watch the finale pirated, because I was visiting my girlfriend, who's my wife now, and we went to the local library, and I was like, oh, I found this website, it had the finale up. I was like, oh, it just has the finale up, and I sat there for like an hour and 20 minutes watching the finale on the computer, which is kind of a lame way to watch finale, but it's like, oh, do I wait? Back then, things weren't available. If you miss it on TV, you just missed it.
There's no on demand of any type, illicit or not illicit. Not that I'm like the best person to ask, but I would do the same thing. Like, no, watching it for sure is more important than maybe having a better experience, assuming I get the chance to watch it later.
Yeah. There was no, back then it was just on cable. You just had to wait for, and I didn't know when, you don't know when it's going to be reran.
I didn't have a TV guide.
Yeah.
Chris, can you tell me something that's going to inform my opinions though? You've already said it. Is there any chance this is going to theaters, or is that already out the window? Was that already out of the window before the leak?
Before the leak, I gave it a 10% chance of being in theaters, and really being in theaters for like a week, right? Because oftentimes, even those anime events, like an anime movie would come out, like through Fathom events, they might release a anime movie for like a week in a theater. K-Pop Demon Hunter put their movie out in theaters for, Netflix put their movie out in theaters for a week. And really, that's probably to get more or better Oscar nomination chance, because you have to, in order to get Oscar nominated, your movie has to play in some type of number of theaters for some number of time. So I thought there was a chance there. I had maybe like a 10% chance that they would put in theaters for at least a week. After the leak, it might be slightly below that. Like it's probably 5% now. It's probably lower, just because it's like, well, how much money does Paramount want to put into a movie that's already been leaked online? Do they feel like they can get some type of Oscar nom for it? And do they think they can make an event out of it now, even positively from it? I think the chances of it being in theaters is lower than it was.
I saw a lot of posts that with which I empathize very strongly. Like, I'm on these people's side. But it was posts about like, oh, we've robbed them, you know, we've robbed these creators of the chance to, you know, have their work seen for the first time in theaters. But like the theaters part being the verbatim, in my mind, I had already just moved on from that being a possibility anyway. It's like, yeah, well, we've robbed them. But like, I think like just poor wording or overly optimistic wording. But it doesn't change the sentiment of being robbed of an experience. Like when the Avatar cartoon came to Netflix at 15 years old or whatever it was, and Netflix, just the top of the charts immediately on Netflix for months. Even that in its own way for an old show was kind of a little phenomenon that this movie should have the chance to experience and live.
Yeah. Yeah, it just didn't. And even if it wasn't going to be in theaters, even if there was no chance of being in theaters at all, it would have been on Paramount Plus. And I get that there even might be some people that are like, I never intended to get Paramount Plus, and so I watched it anyway. The creators and the artists behind it are still robbed, and even fans are robbed of like that build up and stuff of like, hey, they released a picture. Hey, they released a trailer. Like, there's, speculation. Also, they have premieres. They have, stuff like that. They go on. They might go on talk shows. The actors. They might have red carpet press events. Like, well, they're all of that is true. And now it feels like, all those opportunities are times to celebrate the movie and celebrate the hard work that all these people have put into. And now all that's in jeopardy. And also the movies. Go ahead.
I say Heather and I had been talking about that we were probably going to do the $50 Walmart Plus with 1 year of Paramount Plus. I'm not just going to give Paramount my money, Chris. There's going to be a caveat tied together. Walmart Plus, pretty handy. I get it.
And people say like, oh, who cares about the, all the people behind it has already been paid. Like, who cares? They got paid. And like, yes, that is true. They got paid for this project that they're on. But also two things. One, the success of this project affects the future projects, right? If this was a big success, there's a more likelihood that they will have more Avatar projects in the future, which affects their pay, affects their jobs. So that point is a dumb point. The other thing is these people are artists and they want their work displayed as best as possible. They don't want it just honestly like just sharded out on the internet. Like it was just freaking everywhere. Like people just posting clips and stuff, people posting spoilers, people posting the literal movie on Twitter. I wrote comments like defending the artist and stuff like that. People like, shut up, bro. Watch this movie, you hypocrite. And this will be the movie in a tweet. It's like one thing, you don't know if I'm a hypocrite yet. I haven't watched it. But
You don't know me.
yeah.
I think that the hardest thing for me has not been resisting the temptation to go watch the movie, because we had a conversation and I'm completely fine with carrying on how we would have carried on. The hardest part is that I want so bad to go look to see how it is, because I think the only thing that might salvage some part of this is if it's really good. And then this still becomes like an accidental marketing bonus of people in advance saying, no, this is really good. And it's been, I just, it's like taking every fiber of my being not to just go find out if people are enjoying it.
I think from my general consensus, I think right now it would probably get, if I had to, I don't like Rotten Tomatoes, but people, I would
It's.
guess it would get like an 83 on Rotten Tomatoes, somewhere
Remember
around
that,
there.
yeah. Remembering that the reason not, well, it's not that we don't like Rotten Tomatoes, but the quirk is that it's kind of a strict thumbs up, thumbs down
And it
system.
counts percent. Yeah.
Okay, 80s I
Like
could live with.
100 people could give a movie a 7 out of 10 and it will have 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, while 70 people could get a movie a 10 out of 10 and the other 30 gives it like a 5 out of 10 and it gets a 70% on Rotten Tomatoes. Like, I'd rather watch the movie that 70 people gave a 10 out of 10 on.
The
It's
more
probably better for me.
dichotomous one, just to see, like, what pissed those other people off?
But
I
go
want it to be really good. A, selfishly. Obviously, I want it to be really good, Chris. Be stupid not to. But B, because that is the one thing that could just sort of help save faces. You know what? What if this is so good that all this availability and leakage. I'm not saying what if sounds like I'm defending or anything. It's like, no, I just, that's the saving grace that if it was so good that this early leakage created larger scale hype.
Yeah, maybe. I would say this, I haven't heard anyone say anything bad about it. I've only heard like great 10 out of 10. So like, oh yeah, it's good. Great animation, great other
Okay,
stuff. I
good.
probably heard most complaints about the voice acting. But to me, I don't know if that's part of it, is just people not used to different voices. And also there's like a small percentage of people who are probably racist who are just like, why are they recasting people and
Because
stuff.
with the voice actors, that's almost certainly it. Or what, like both of the things you said of like, no, this isn't my Toph's voice, or it's that garbage.
Yeah.
100%.
But here, actually, I hear Toph's voice is actually pretty good. From the clip that I saw, Toph's voice is probably the closest
Okay.
to their thing. But also, I don't know. Voice acting, it's hard for me to fully take people's opinions about the voice acting because I do think there is just some of that favoritism. They're not measuring it on its own weight of being new actors and stuff.
Obviously, the animated grown-up Toph looks a lot like young Toph, but if or I said Toph again, but the voice acting being different is immediately gonna like bother some
It's gonna be
people.
weird, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I get that it'll be weird, but I think you have to be objective and look at it.
Let's.
Also, I know that those people, the original voice cast, one thing Zachary Tyler using, he does not have Aang's voice at all. Couldn't bring him back
Turns out that
because he's a fully
puberty
grown
comes
man.
for all young men.
Yeah. Mae Whitman, I don't think she wanted to come back. I'm sure Michaela Jill Murphy, Toph would have came back. Dante Bosco, I was pretty for sure he was coming back. But also, I get from a movie standpoint, when you are trying to market a movie, you sometimes get more marketable actors who are like in and stuff, which is why they got Steve Yeun as Zuko. I mean, he's rising his popularity and stuff, even with Invincible and stuff. So I get from that point because things are business. I understand that. And also, I get the point of, hey, we just want to recast to be more diverse and give other people a chance to voice characters who are more representative of who they are.
And they're older. The characters in the show are what,
Yes, they are older.
20
Even
years older.
yeah,
Chris, when I was in 8th grade, I don't know, I sound totally different. Not better, but different. Yeah. Your microphone, like Discord, is actively filtering out your voice. Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's a, I don't know. I'm just gonna cross my fingers and hope that in a weird way that like, because Avatar, DVD, Nickelodeon, and Netflix, like, all right, well, what if this weirdly gets it to a new audience? It's like, okay, I want to try that. And like, is that
Yeah.
a, I don't, silver lining's even
I
too nice. It's a wishful thinking of a
Yeah.
saving grace.
I hope that they I know they can't just I know it will be I think they should move the release up 3 months, allow some time, release a trailer like in the next week. Say, hey, it's coming out in 3 months. Build up some stuff to it. That shouldn't have to change maybe too much marketing wise, whether it's product or whatever. It's already product out. You can always do product a little late.
Well, and all the marketing's
Also,
digital now anyways. It's not like you gotta go change posters at bus stops. Chris, what's the
So
advantage?
I would do that.
What's the advantage to waiting at all? Like, just from a dumb person's perspective over on my side here, what's the advantage to waiting at all?
Waiting for them, you're saying, what's the
Waiting to
advantage
release a
to?
movie that's done,
Oh.
or,
Honestly, there's. I mean, maybe it just. I don't really think it makes sense for a movie that's done and everything to waste 6 months. Maybe it's just a matter of like, all right, this is just where we planned it at. This is where our.
new
This is where
release
this is the
balance.
this is how yeah this is how we've been slated our movies. Maybe we have a big project coming out on Paramount Plus in the summertime. So we need this to come out in October. Maybe because the Netflix Avatar live action is coming out in June. So then they're like, well, then this one can come out in October. But if I had to guess those decisions, it's just not me hyping up Mike and Brian, who are the head of Avatar Studios. If I had to guess, those decisions are Paramount decisions, exec decisions, and not Mike and Brian decisions.
Probably so.
Like to take it out of theaters I am guessing it's not Mike and Brian's decision at all, because I never seen them comment on it once. When they announced that it was moving out of theaters and exclusive on Paramount Plus, it was like some head of original programming at Paramount who did the press release. It wasn't Mike or Brian, so I'm guessing that that was not their decision, and they made the movie to be played on the theater. So again, that sounds like a little favoritism, but I think the dumb choices were made by Paramount.
Fair. It's going to hurt just a little bit at some point where it's going to feel like we're the last people that care about this movie to see this movie.
And again, the reason why also I say I'm not holding it now, because the main reason why, right now I can't watch the movie is I just don't feel good watching the movie. There might be a time, like a month from now, where I'm like, I feel a little bit better. but I don't know if I'll get to that point. And also I feel like I'm just waiting for like Mike and Brian to release some type of statement, just to see what their thoughts on it. And they'll ever be like, hey guys, go watch however you want it.
Something. Yeah. They're just like, hey, if you like our art, we hope you see it.
Yeah. But I think I'm not judging people who, it's like, I'm judging people who are just sharing links willy-nilly, all maliciously, and sharing clips and being like, screw them, whatever they got paid.
Or those to people, like ruin other people's opportunity to have spoilers or whatever. The malicious people, nonsense is...
Yeah, people literally try to spoil the movie for me of like, Aang does this. And once I read Aang does, I just stopped reading. Like, no, you're just
thankfully,
being
I'm a slow reader, Chris. I can cut off whenever I want.
Yeah.
I ain't even sounded out that next word.
Thankfully, I read and like dyslexia sometimes, where I read things I don't have dyslexia. I just sometimes feel like I've explained this before. I've read on good reading terms before. I feel shout out to people with dyslexia. I'm sure it's very hard. But I do read things completely wrong sometimes.
To your original point, no judgment if you go out and watch it or whatever that.
And I especially understand for people who are like, I want to watch it now because I don't want to be spoiled. Mm-hmm. And no matter what, I'm going to go watch it on Paramount Plus when it comes out and support it and buy merch and stuff. Those people completely get it. I just don't like. Also, I think if I watch it early, I don't know, I may have to make an event for myself. like, hey, I'll go, me and Sean can watch together, or me and Dark can watch together or something. And that'll build it up and make it feel more like an event, rather than just like, oh, Avatar got plopped online. Let me find the right website that has the highest quality and just plop down and watch it. Like, oh, I just want to build it up and whatnot.
I hope that there is a statement, and then that might, from somebody, Paramount, Mike and Brian, somebody, might inform how I feel. I'd want to make a day of it either way. Like, I know even Heather is excited. So it'd be Camden's Friday night, Camden's in bed. We're going to have drinks and popcorn, you know, a proper experience. As opposed to like our dinner time show that we see like 10% of while we're trying to feed an angry baby, et cetera, et cetera. So yeah, absolutely. Gonna make a thing of it, which I think, you know, we would have done in theaters, or we, as in you and I, you, me and Heather, whoever, in theaters, first day it was on Paramount, something, we would have done the same thing. So try to recreate that if and when the time comes.
The only people who have said anything who's been involved in it is some artists from it. And none of them said, hey, go watch it and pirate it. I'll read a few of them. there is Anna Gong. She wrote, it feels pretty awful. The only reason the movie looks so good is because there was so much passion directed toward making a truly special moment for Atla. Please support the actual release as well so we can make movies art.
And then, that's the part of me that knows that, like, no matter where I watch it, I'm going to have to follow through on my Walmart Plus promise anyway. Because I have to have, Paramount has to have my subscription and clicking play on the video so that it gets to, like, so that it gets to the top of the charts, whether I've seen it before, you know what I mean? Like, that's the part that I know that Avatar Studios deserves. That counted click.
Another artist wrote, Andres Moreno, wrote, "We worked tirelessly to make this movie look good. First received news that it wasn't going to be released in theaters. A few days ago, the movie was leaked. This is all for us, as hard as the industry already is. We expected a build-up, a teaser, and 6 more months of marketing. Me personally, I put my soul and my sweat into this movie. The stakes artistically were super high. It was my first feature film, and it made me so excited. Right now, my account is pretty much..." Oh, wait. That's not related. I mean, somewhat related, but... another person, Jewel, wrote, "We worked on the A movie for years with the expectation that we'd get to celebrate all of our hard work in theaters just to see people unceremoniously leak the film and pass our shots around on Twitter like candy. I don't like seeing people use Paramount's awful decision to remove the movie from theaters to justify leaking it. I totally understand folks not wanting to pay or support Paramount Plus, but pirating the movie after its release would have at least been better than this. This is incredibly disrespectful to all the hard work the artist put in."
What an earnest take that I appreciate.
Yeah. The other artists have chimed in. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, just right now, I just don't feel as watching it. And hopefully they release it early. Like, if they say, like, hey, in 3 months, we'll release it, I will absolutely wait 3 months. 6 months feels like a lot. Not gonna lie. Some people are like, "Ah, you guys couldn't wait a few months," and I'm like, I get it. A few months is like 2 to 3 months, but 6 months. But
can't.
That just me being completely honest. But I don't know.
Can't go another convention and have other people see it, not us.
Now, if that's funny, I was thinking about this. Had this movie leaked, like, a month ago, like, and we were hosting an Avatar panel, and like, was for sure going to be spoiled on a bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
somebody would have been a jerk in that room, 100%.
Yeah,
100%.
And the thing is, the fans are so excited for it. Like, when we pulled up the picture of Team Avatar before we even said anything, they yelled and applauded. I felt like we were premiering new images of the movie.
At this Kansas City Comic Con exclusive, these screenshots we captured.
I'm mad because I didn't, because I was messing with my camera, I didn't record their reactions to the first images, but fans are hyped. They're hyped. And we went over all the individual characters and who had the best redesign. They were very hyped. Aang got no applause, but
I don't know if they understood the question, but I think it's fine because his outfit's fine. But then they got it. They get into the Buff Toph. Got a nice,
nice
response.
Buff Toph.
Those traps.
Yeah.
Chris, we got.
But those are
gotta talk about something less depressing.
Things. We're gonna look back. Maybe I'm just optimistic. We're gonna look back a year from now, whenever now. I'm like, wow, Avatar's still going strong. It still got all these new products and stuff, these new movies and whatnot. And
they stopped hopefully giving this is just, game mill their games.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the thing is, this is a huge year for Avatar. I mean, they got the live action season 2 coming out. The video game coming out, which I only hear great stuff about, like from non-Avatar fans, who are like, "This game feels great," who've gotten to beta test it, and then we got the movie.
I won't believe it when I say I'm going to remain skeptical of video games until they are in my hands.
I think I'm going to buy it on the Switch, just in case we play.
Okay.
Just in case it has online capabilities. sense.
Yeah, I mean, if it's on the Switch and it's got Avatar in it, I'll probably buy. I've bought Nickelodeon games just because they've got Avatar characters in them, and those are dumpsters.
I played that recent one like once, and it's not good. I need to go back and play Legend of Korra. That's the only good game, Avatar game.
Fair. I mean,
it's a good game. It's a solid, good game. I'm not saying the game is like great and groundbreaking, but it's a solid, good one.
Which is good. And I'm completely fine with that. But I'm going to remain skeptical of video games until I get my hands. Chris, similarly to how a dysfunctional basketball team, you're like, man, I bet that's messy behind the scenes. But if they win games, nobody asks questions. If the movie is good, it's going to not solve problems. The movie is good, some things would just get swept under the rug and not matter as much. W's make bad things go away. Always, that's true. Always have, winning, always will.
Winning solves a lot, and time heals all wounds. And I don't know any other
except these crazy things, eyes. But if you're a Mr. Deeds fan, it's an okay movie. Not a good movie. It's
not my favorite. I think I watched that one maybe once. I think that's when Adam Sandler really started to get bad.
That was the point at which we started like. It almost became like a game of him and his buddies. Like, hey, how many of my buddies can I get on set and make a movie just to spit out in it? But it's adequate. Anyway.
What stupid premise will the studios accept from me?
Exactly.
I'm a half angel, half devil, little Nicky kid. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Let's do that movie.
Knock yourself out. And... No, Chris, we got let's talk about something less depressing. Let's go play some Yu-Gi-Oh! I'm excited. Even though that this episode and the next episode mean that I gotta wait like 3 more weeks to talk about Community, which is fine because I might just watch Community in that window. Might just do that.
It's funny. Well, we can talk about this later while we play, or I'll go off on another tangent.
I do have one more note to append to earlier when we were talking about like you being an airbender and me being an earthbender, is that last night Heather was playing her Switch in bed, and the Joy-Cons are bad controllers, but I do like the novelty. Chris, I play more now than I ever have with just both detached and them just like sitting at my sides in the chair instead of holding it like a conventional controller. It's even lazier. I can't explain it, but I like it. But they're clicky. So I put on some music, and when I put on music, I do the Studio Ghibli guy, Joe Hisashi. That's like, I was like, oh, that'll be some good sleeping music. And then, Chris, I couldn't. It's just too stimulating. It was like, this is probably... just made me think of like a fan touching, like air from a fan touching me. So I was like, no, this is way too stimulating. I can't fall asleep with that. Rainfall sounds. No, I can't do that either.
You can't fall asleep. Oh my gosh.
Well, I can't fall asleep to a lot of things. It's kind of a separate issue.
I love having the fan on, and I put if I'm sleeping by myself downstairs, the fan is on no matter what. If I'm in my room or down here. If I'm down here by myself, then I'll put on a thunderstorm fan.
I would rather have rain or rainstorm sounds than like fuzz white noise. Fuzz white noise, I don't care for. Yeah. I'd rather have something natural. Yeah. Yeah, but no, in a perfect world, it would just be my own beaten heart in a pitch black room with open doors, but no notable airflow. Just good balanced temperature. Good balanced. Anyway, that's.
Stillness and dirt.
That's enough. Hey, don't spoil movies for people. Don't do things that are negative to creators that we love, and we want them to create more stuff that we love. And my name's Sean. That's Chris Ford, aka The Objective Geek. Thanks for watching Avatar: The Last Podcasters. I'll put the stuff in the description. Leave us positive interactions like thumbs ups and clicking bells so you get notified when we live stream Yu-Gi-Oh, etc. And thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.